Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
The last couple weeks have been party infused. You know, we had the Raptors parade and also Pride that just passed. And I don't know about you, but the Raptors parade took me at least like 2 days to recover from.
Oh.
And I didn't even really drink anything. I didn't get wasted at all. I had a couple drinks for the Pride parade. But I mean, you know, now people are saying that, you know, it takes a day or two to recover from stuff. There's a hangover cure that I'm not sure if you're aware of. You know about Pedialyte, Marilyn?
Yeah. Yeah, that's for the kids, right?
Yeah, that's the little kids drink that has like electrolytes and like if you have diarrhea or something like that, and you need to
rehydrate. Yeah,
Pedialyte has realized that people are also using their product to recover from hangovers.
Ah.
So because they figured this out, they're like, wait a second, let's just make it even more cool. Now they have Pedialyte popsicles. Like a popsicle made out of
like
Pedialyte.
Those little things that you push up in that little plastic thing?
Yeah, yep. Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they come in a couple different flavors. You got blue raspberry, grape, orange, cherry.
Excuse me, what's blue raspberry? Is that blueberry raspberry?
It's blue raspberry.
Kind of, yeah.
It's raspberry with blue number 6.
Okay.
that's what it is.
It's like just enough raspberry to still call it raspberry, but not really.
Exactly.
So this is all for rehydration. So if you've been out partying or whatever, you take one of these and you'll feel good immediately.
Yeah, so summertime partying.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, well, I've got to go out again because it's Pride. So I'm going to go out for like the third night in a row. And you might be sitting on the patio somewhere and you need a little pick-me-up and enter the Pedialyte Freezer Pops.
Reach into the freezer, take out a Freezer Pop.
There you go. Whatever. Have your blue raspberry. Hey, it's gluten-free.
Yeah.
It's kosher.
Sure.
So why not?
Why not? Pedialyte rehydration popsicles.
That's funny though how much the hangovers change when you get older though. It's so
man.
It's so true.
Yo, the hangover is like a slap when you're younger, but when you get older, it's like a straight like closed hand fist punch to the forehead.
Oh yeah, like I have friends who like will take time off of work knowing when they're getting back from a big vacation like a bachelor or bachelorette party, they'll take the next day or two off and they'll just be recovery days.
Wow.
Because they're so, like, they're just, they know.
Wow.
They know, they're like, okay, well, it's one of those times where it's unavoidable. I've got to go out. I've got a party. They're worried they're not going to be able to pace themselves. So they just figure, yeah, I'm giving myself a bed day.
Hey, you know about those rehydration clinics they have, too, where people are, like, doing IVs for hangovers? Yeah, that's pretty fascinating. Yeah.
When you get that drunk, though, don't you say to yourself, I am never going to drink again.
Every weekend, people say that.
Yeah. And then you go over to the Revive therapy clinic
that's
on
it
King.
Is, right?
It's called Revive.
Right. That's right.
And then they hook you up to some rehydration, and you're like, yeah, I'm probably fine for Friday again. It's like short-term memory.
All right.
That's
all right. Shout out to all the 20s listening. It doesn't get any easier. It only gets harder.
Add that to your freezer.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
Pedialyte Icy Pops.
It's Chum 104.5's Breakfast Battle. Let the battle round begin.
Whoa. I'm having a good week in Breakfast Battle.
You are enjoying the win.
2-0 for the team Jamar. Look at that. You creamed me the other week, though, so that it's good to come back.
It's good. I don't want to blame any of the previous players that I've had.
Ha!
I'm hoping Taylor's going to win it for me today. Hey, Taylor.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you feeling today?
Pretty good.
Do you feel like a win?
Hopefully.
Yeah, I need one. I need one. And playing for you is Matt.
Okay, hey, Matt, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Welcome to the show, Matt. How are you feeling today?
I'm good. Are you ready for 3-0?
I'm ready for 3-0. Let's go 3-0, buddy. You had your coffee. You're up and at 'em.
Yeah, not yet. I just woke up 5 minutes ago, actually. So,
uh-oh.
A little bit of a handicap, but it's okay.
All right, let's see. I just woke up 2 minutes ago, so team tired.
He's not kidding.
I'm not kidding. Okay, let's do this. Breakfast battle today is personal hygiene is the topic. Personal hygiene. Think, you know.
Just personal hygiene.
Personal hygiene.
Think about what you did this morning, hopefully, before you got into the car.
Exactly.
Okay?
Who goes
so
first?
If you don't know anything about the topic, then think of the judgment that everyone's going to have on you.
Good call, Caleb. Very good call. Are we first, me and Matt?
Actually, I'm first today.
Okay. Team Marilyn.
Taylor and Marilyn are going to do this. Matt, watch the magic happen, all right? Okay, Caitlin, take us in.
Taylor, your 30 seconds starts now.
The tool used to clean your teeth is called a
toothbrush.
The substance on that brush that cleans your teeth is?
Toothpaste.
You put this on your hands to kill germs.
Hand sanitizer.
A tool you use for untangling or arranging hair.
Hairbrush.
You use this for plucking eyebrows or ingrown hairs.
Tweezers.
A bladed tool used to remove hair.
Razor.
The substance applied to smooth skin.
Lotion.
You put it on your hair after the shampoo.
Conditioner.
Da 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 ba. Eight in a row.
So we know Taylor knows how to shower. Let's find out about Matt.
Taylor, you did such a great job.
It's a lot of pressure when worded like that, Caitlin. All right, hey Matt, let's see if we can be team clean, shall we? All right,
let's do it.
All right, Caitlin, please bring us in.
Matt, your 30 seconds starts now.
Liquid swished around in the mouth to freshen your breath.
Mouthwash.
Thread-like material used to clean between your teeth.
Dental floss.
Thick fabric used for drying the body.
Towel.
Double-ended tool sometimes used for cleaning your ears.
Q-tip.
The substance applied under your arm.
Deodorant.
You blow your nose with a...
tissue.
It's used to smooth down nails.
File.
Substance for use in baby's new diaper.
Baby powder.
Oh
my God.
Wow. First of all, Matt, I don't look at you as a tissue person. You didn't say cleaners. We got a tie, don't we?
That's a tie game.
Whoa, that's a tie? Oh, yeah. 8-8. Okay. Nice.
Hey, yeah, but you know what? We have a tie-breaking question.
Okay, the tie-breaking question, which was asked before the segment.
Yes, was how many different iPhone models had been released? And Jamar, Matt said
20.
And then you said, Taylor, 10. And the answer is, Jamar McNeil?
21. We win, Matt!
Matt, you win!
All right.
Clean sweep.
Yes, on this personal hygiene day.
Exactly.
Here's what you won, Matt. A $200 gift card to Pulcinella Restaurant. It's part of Toronto's favorite summer foodie event, Summerlicious. It comes back July 5th and goes to the 21st. And in celebration of Canada Day, we're throwing in Canadaopoly. Canadaopoly, a new fun board game that makes a distinctively Canadian spin on a classic game of Monopoly, only available at Walmart. There you go.
Thank you so much.
Look at that, Matt. You just woke up and you aced the test, kind of like university.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Who's going out for dinner with you, Matt?
My friends, I guess. We just moved in together.
Oh, that's awesome. Did you buy tissues yet for your new place?
No, I still need to do that.
Let's hear from Matt and Taylor. Awesome
Thank
job,
Thank you, Taylor,
guys.
For playing. Good stuff.
Thank you.
All right, forget selfish. Let's dip into narcissism for a minute. Out of 1 to 5, on a scale of 1 to 5, everyone listening to the show, you do this too. Based on your hotness, on the scale of 1 to 5, Marilyn, you're included, rate yourself. Are you a 1 being the lowest or 5 being the hottest? And you can text us to 104536. Let us know how hot you are. On a scale of 1 to 5.
Do you want that number now or later?
I want it right now. The reason I'm asking is because there's a new app that's going to hit the market. It's a dating app, and it lets people know how dateable you are based on how other people rate you. So, for example, I upload my picture to this app, right?
Okay.
And then, you know, as I'm cruising for dates, people are rating me. And then eventually I get a rating. Let's say they say I'm a 3. Other people who are 3s will now be matched with me.
Ah.
Because they're matching you with other people based on your hotness rating. Because they're assuming, hey, if you're a 5, you don't want to date any 3s. If you're a 1, you can't date a 5.
Uh-huh.
So they're matching you up. Guys, welcome to Black Mirror reality. It's done. It's over. I can't believe they're doing this.
I feel like I'm giving so many stars to an Uber driver. You know what I mean? Okay, well, I'm going to give you a resounding 1/2 for me.
You're a 1/2. Stop it, Marilyn.
But it depends on, like, okay, so the picture, the filters and the stuff, I mean, you want to put up your best picture, don't you?
I don't even know if it's just about your picture. It's about the total package.
Okay.
You know, you can look hot, but if your profile just talks about, oh, my lipsticks and my this and that, you seem like you have no substance.
You have to have some meat.
You drop down to like a 2 for me.
Yeah. Everybody looks at other people differently. Caitlin, what do you have to say about this?
Well, so I was reading about this app a little bit more, and they're claiming that they aren't the only app that uses an algorithm to try to like find out how appealing people, their users are to other people. So basically they said the other way that you can get around just like the basic photo ranking is if somebody with a low rating, somebody suddenly matches with somebody who has a high rating, then they inch closer to that five. It increases their rating. So
the low rate to the high rate.
If you're considered a two and all of a sudden you successfully match with the five, then it can boost your rating score. It means that the fours and fives on this app have their likes when they match with you has a lot of power.
It's they control your dating destiny?
It's like
the hot people?
Yeah, it's a really unhealthy hierarchy.
How about this? This is going to be weird. What if a bunch of ones start liking a five? Does it drop the five's rating down?
Don't bring me down, people.
So,
hey, you fugly folks over there, stay off of my profile.
But you know what? At least these guys are honest, saying there is this algorithm and this is how it works, because other people are using these algorithms.
So that's what they have been saying. They said, look, we're not the only ones doing this.
Transparency.
They said other apps use similar ranking systems. They just don't talk openly about it.
Gosh.
And so OkCupid denied ranking users. Bumble wouldn't comment on their algorithm. So it's just interesting. You've really got to ask yourself, how is all the information that I'm putting into my dating app, how is that all being used? How is that data about how many people match with me?
Gosh,
the left swipes
getting...
versus the right swipes.
Do you know what I would do on this if I were in the kind of sphere of doing this?
Yeah.
Is I would do a picture with my hair not done, my makeup not done, actually what I do, how old I am, and see where I go. This is what I look like when I wake up with you in the morning.
Keep it real profile.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Instead of dressing up and getting ready and adding to your resume of so people are attracted to. This is, here are the facts. Let's see what your number is there.
I said boycott it all because this is like Black Mirror.
It's so superficial.
Come on,
and
you
sad.
Want to play a little bit, don't you? You want to dip your toe in to see what you do?
It could be an interesting experiment to see what happens.
I'll do it. Just
you do it. Okay. Can we have the results tomorrow?
Why not?
Okay.
I don't mind another shot to my ego. more self-esteem.
I just like to see that. Okay, Jamar's in.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
So we'll upload our pictures.
Yeah. Okay.
And we'll see how we're rated by the masses.
And also, too, like we're in that position of we're not on these apps looking for anything.
No, we're not looking for anything.
So it might not bruise our egos quite as much.
We're
in the safe place.
Okay, that's fine.
We're in the safe place.
And my therapist is on speed dial.
Yeah.
So, no issue there.
But you know,
we talk
about it. I'd like to know what it's like to be in it.
Man.
All right.
Dating these days is a rough, rough game.
See, if somebody says to you, I've got somebody I want you to meet, you take that opportunity.
Yeah, and then you find out they think you're a tool. You're like, what? I don't know, man.
It's dumb.
It's messed up. And this morning, Lainey joins us for the E-Talk Entertainment Update. What's going on, Lainey?
Good morning.
Welcome in.
Good morning. What's you got there, Lainey?
Well, I watched the Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello video for Senorita.
Yes.
And I turned into a twihard. Like, you know how people are shipping, like, two people to be together who aren't together?
Yep.
I'm so down with Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, but we thought 4 days ago that she had a boyfriend, Matthew Hussey, who you know, Marilyn.
Yes, yeah.
And now we're finding out that Camila and Matthew have broken up.
Uh-oh.
She's single. Shawn is available. They are so hot together in this video, and I don't know, maybe it's a possibility.
This is the Braga effect, the Bradley Cooper Gaga effect, where they work together and everyone thinks that they're all of a sudden doing something.
And I made fun of those people, and now I've become those people, but for a different couple.
At least you're owning it.
But here's the thing. They're both, like, they both kind of came up in the industry at the same time. They've grown up together. They're clearly good friends. Mm-hmm. So the rational side of me is saying it's not the first time they've duetted together.
No, it's not
the first time there have been rumors about their chemistry together. Mm-hmm. I get it. It's just that, you know, four or five years later, they're a little bit more grown up.
Mm-hmm.
They've tapped a little bit more into their sex appeal.
And I wanted to add something else to this, too. Matthew Hussey is, like, beyond his 32 years. He really is. He's an old soul. And when she left her Fifth Harmony, she got on her own. That you kind of needed that guide.
That's right.
To be with you. And I think that's where he came in.
Yeah.
I'm certainly attracted to each other, for sure. But now, kind of, like you say, kind of going back to her roots and being with somebody her own age.
That's right. Yeah. And listen, I think that, you know, a year and a bit at this stage of your life.
Yeah.
It's a significant relationship. A year and a bit at 21, 22 years old. That's a big love. And she has said as much. And now it's over. Happens to be summertime. Single for summer.
Love it.
Mendes is there.
And things are sizzling. Now, I understand the Spice Girls can be dangerous to your health.
Well, it depends. Like, if you are a super fan like Emma Stone, mm-hmm. And she's made no secret of how much she loves the Spice Girls, you're going to go to the Spice Girls' new tour, and you're going to want to get as close as possible. So Emma climbed up on her friend's shoulders during the tour, during the performance, and was dancing and was having a good time, and then fell off.
Ow.
Okay.
And hit the deck, hit her shoulder, thought it was just bruised, and because the show that she went to was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And now we're finding out that it's broken.
Oh, no!
So she has to have her arm in a sling for a couple months. And, of course, that's going to be tricky because, you know, she is busy. She's an Oscar winner. Everybody wants her to be in their movies. She's supposedly supposed to be filming Cruella, the live-action Cruella Dalmatians, you know.
Yes.
So we'll see how she works around that. She'll be fine. It's Emma Stone. You know, right. You know, she learned how to sing live and dance and won an Oscar with Ryan Gosling. So
everything's going to be okay.
What's a shoulder going
to
do?
Right. Lainey, good to see you. Thank you so much. E-Talk's on tonight at 7 o'clock on CTV. Lainey Louie, everybody. Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Let me know.
We'll start with some trending U.S. news. It is the moment the Democrats have been waiting for since election night 2016. Their campaigns to make Donald Trump a one-term president begin tonight because the opening debates start tonight, and it is a crowded race of 20 candidates. That's a long road to November 2020. Like, look at the dates.
Isn't it over two nights, though?
Yeah, it is.
So one set tonight, another mm-hmm. set tomorrow night.
Yeah, because you got 20 people, and when you're looking ahead to November 2020... And look at the date today.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
It's like bureaucratic bachelor.
Totally. Who's getting a rose?
Yeah, who gets a rose at the end of the night?
It also turns out we haven't heard the last from Robert Mueller, the special counsel in charge of the two-year investigation into Russian meddling in the last U.S. election. He will be testifying publicly in front of Congress on July 17th about the findings of his investigation. So the new election is what people are already looking at, and the old one is still being unpacked. Oh boy.
He didn't want to talk again, but they're making him talk.
Yeah, they want to hear some more. Mm-hmm. They need some more details.
Yep.
Trending here in Toronto is yesterday's end-of-season press conference with Raptors president Masai Ujiri. He is such a positive presence in this city and for this team. He had wonderful things to say about Canada and the future of basketball in Canada. He had wonderful things to say about the team and the city of Toronto, where it really sounds like he's planning to stay for a while.
For me, it's always been about Toronto. I love it here. My family loves it here. My wife loves it here, which is very important. My kids are Canadians. For me, the blessing is being wanted here and finding a place that makes you happy. You know, like, what an opportunity. What a country. I always tell some of my guys I talk to, you know, like, it bothers me that we're not confident enough, that we don't think we can do it. And there's so much opportunity here to do it even bigger. This place has made me grow as a person. I identify with this place, and I love it. You know, so in my mind, I'm here.
Did you hear that, Kawhi? Did you hear every piece of that speech?
So do you remember when, you know, Drake was having his, like, sideline and running around and being really boisterous?
Yeah, vaguely.
Do you remember that? Because that was, like, how many scandals ago was that? So anyways, I remember thinking to myself, and there was a great article written about him saying that it was the confidence that he had. He had this confidence. And I think sometimes as Canadians and sometimes as Torontonians, as Masai Ujiri pointed out, we struggle a little bit with confidence and with showing our confidence in our team and in our sport, and that maybe that's changed a little bit, because when you hear about him talking about the future of Canadian basketball, you know, Nick Nurse now being the coach for our team, for the Canadian team, and when you hear about, I think there were six Canadian players drafted in the recent NBA draft, I mean, there's a really big growth opportunity here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting.
I'll never forget what the late John Candy said about Canadians.
What did he
say? Successful. Canadians eat their own. You know, and it's so, like, when you get out there and you're, like, confident, it's like, wait, we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that he gave us the license to say, I've noticed that and I want that to stop.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love him. So we'll see if we'll see if some of his enthusiasm and his desire to stay can spread over to Kawhi. And if you have a chance, go online and check out the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Oh, it's great. Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry looks so great.
Happy. We're holding that beautiful trophy.
The whole team does.
Trophy's sure, gorgeous.
So yeah. Great. It's so great.
I love it. So shiny.
You do love it. I know. I'll get your replica.
Hey! Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. show. Chum 104.5.